Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I'm Bo Morgan. They call me Swib Billy. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. He's got too many titles. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson. And over there, with his beautiful smile, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. Not sure why your arm moves like that. But anyways, we appreciate you very much, Dylan. Good morning, everyone.
What up, man? What's going on?
I don't know. I got issues.
Uh-oh.
Let's hash them out.
Well, there's sports. There's just problems with sports, and we're going to get into some of it. Some of it's kind of, we can get into it in the headlines. It's just, it's tampering. How can you do something when you're legally not available to be able to be, how can you woo someone that's not wooable? This is just completely a random hypothetical, but just because you're the first person that said something, it was like you're in a relationship with Grant, you're married, yet someone's courting you. That's not a thing. Like I can't court you if you're in a relationship, right?
Would this go back to the cheating debate?
You're crossing streams.
Okay.
Which you also shouldn't be doing.
I am curious to get Bo's take on this entire ordeal because it seems like there's maybe a conflict of interest with said Squid Billy across the table
here. There's no conflict of interest.
I fight for what's right and that's
it. I don't know how someone can be attempted. I don't know how you can attempt to sway someone who's not in the free market.
Yeah.
Are you swaying?
Let's go ahead and do this
It's called illegal tampering.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this thing. Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
We'll get into that. I do want to mention, though, the grand finale of Throwback Thursday Trivia is today at 6:40.
The topic being championships.
No.
Oh, dang.
It's not championships.
The topic being finales.
That was going to be it.
Okay, all right, I'm right. I'm on to you.
That was going to be it. And then I was like, you know what? That's going to be all TV shows. It's going to be all TV shows.
It would sound like Dylan's top five list from a few weeks ago.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So I thought today's theme should be ATL, yo.
So ATL,
it's
yo.
It's going to be all about Atlanta. So if you want to go
this
ahead
ain't fair. That's not fair.
No. It's fair. Listen,
this guy's lived here for 42 years.
My husband's not from Atlanta. He got every question right last night. So
okay. Sounds a little bit Is it a little bit rigged?
Is Graham from Jacksonville?
No, he's from Savannah.
Oh, that's close enough. That is close enough. Wow.
Well, actually, Savannah would actually be a is actually a place you can say you're from in Georgia where people be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a handful, yeah.
Exactly. But you
I tried to explain to a lady at Cracker Barrel one time. I was from Paulding County, and she just I said Atlanta. She goes, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I should just
Where was
that.
The Cracker Barrel?
Florida.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. You have to say Atlanta when you're in Florida. But you know with these trivia questions, it's never exactly what the theme is. There's always a twist, right?
Okay.
Okay, you'll get them. Yeah, we'll get there. 6:40. Here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. The Hawks are back in action against the Hornets in Charlotte. Trey was back at Hawks practice and could make his return tonight. Tonight, you've got Thursday night football between the Rams and the Seahawks. Both stand at 11-3. Kickoff is at 8:15. Now, Mike McDaniel, he's going to be benching Dolphins QB Tua and will start Quinn Ewers on Sunday against the Bengals.
I'm trying not to let my Tua fandom shine through here, right? Because I'm a big fan of Tua Tagovailoa. But I'm just going to say this, and I'll throw it out there. Bo, you can throw it right back if you want to. I don't think this is going to go well. I don't think it's going to go well.
I don't know how you know. I'm on a different plane with the whole thing. It's this isn't a knock at them, but I listened to Carl and Mike talk about this yesterday, and Carl goes, should have happened a long time ago, but now you get to see what Quinn Ewers is. And
well, they've won 5 of the last 6 games. And I don't know when it was supposed to happen.
Well, he thought it was supposed to happen before they played us, and he even mentioned that they got hot. But when Carl goes, but you know what? It's got to happen. You got to see what you have in Quinn Ewers. And I was like, yeah, but you also said we didn't start Desmond Ridder quick enough because we didn't really know what we had after 4 games.
You don't need to see anything about Quinn Ewers.
And you said we should have started Penix before that because we couldn't tell after 3 games what we had. So does it really matter that you're starting Quinn Ewers? Are you going to know after 3 games?
First of all, you owe Tua like $56 million next year. So,
right. No,
maybe you don't need to see. And also, that's like
or
me
maybe
saying,
you just, well, yeah, but you can get out from underneath that. I mean, Russell Wilson, we owe Kirk Cousins money. He's going to be 57 in dead cap.
No, I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Kirk Cousins is that big in dead cap money. I think it's something like 30.
It's 57. It's 57 unless you do a June 1st.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But saying you need to see what you have in Quinn Ewers by benching Tua is like me being like, you know, we should bench Jake and go ahead and put Jack Nelson in there just to see. You know what I mean? Drafted him. Just might as well go ahead and see what he's worth at left tackle because we spent a late draft pick on him. No, I don't buy that.
One, you might get someone else killed. The other, you just might get yourself. You might get himself killed.
Well, let's say that to Jalen Waddle when he gets a ball thrown into traffic and gets his freaking head taken off in the middle of the.
He can alligator arm it.
He's got a business decision to make. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I think that Tua. I haven't obviously loved the way he's played, and he leads the NFL in interception, all the above. But I think that he's probably hidden some deficiencies in what Mike. In my opinion, he's probably hidden some deficiencies in what Mike McDaniel's doing down there.
I think your fanboy glasses are showing a little bit. Tua is also.
That's what I said. That's why I started that way because I was like, I'm taking them off and putting them away.
You don't think Tua's throwing any hospital balls this year?
No, but did you not go in on Mike McDaniel yesterday and talk about how you were tired of hearing the guy's mouth and tired of hearing him talk? And I feel the same exact way. And like I'm just listening to him going, you're just scapegoating him at this point. It wasn't a problem 2 years ago, 3 years ago when he was healthy.
No, I'm not saying it's not a scapegoat. I also think to protect Tua in this situation is a little bit obtuse because Tua has not played well. Tua has also probably cost Mike McDaniel some jobs because of the fact that, look, I'm not trying to be that guy, but Tua can't stay on the field. He stayed on it this year, but in a lot of years past, he hasn't. And you've probably done things just to protect Tua. You've probably changed play calling to protect Tua from Tua. So I think it'd go both ways. But yes, I am sick of Mike McDaniels. I'm not sick of Tua. Tua has probably protected them as well with some of his leadership. But then again, Tua threw people under the bus and had to apologize for it. So there's a lot of problems in Miami.
Well, and we're going to get more into that when we go in the huddle at 7:20. I am curious what you guys think, like Quinn Ewers' thought process is on all of this as well.
Mm-mm.
But let's move on to Georgia Tech's QB Aaron Filo officially announced he is entering the transfer portal.
Yeah, and I guess all fingers point to Florida because that's where his OC went.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be a new thing for an OC to leave and take the quarterback that was with him with him. The Filo thing is it to me that one's the example I was bringing up was Florida's running back Jaden Ball when I said, you know, I read a report that he's being wooed or swayed by Ohio State and Texas, and he's not even in the portal. How can he be wooed or swayed by teams financially speaking when he's not in the portal? And it sounds like I'm being a hypocrite when I'm like, yeah, Filo's probably. But hold on. The difference to me is Filo is going to go to follow his OC and know that he's going to get paid just because of what he got paid last year and he's being a starting quarterback. When a player has played at a school for 2 years and has no ties to other schools, but they're swaying him to go, that's a little bit different. Because you actually have a relationship with Faulkner, and Faulkner could have said before he ever left Tech, hey, if I ever go and you want to come with me. Which would be illegal. But it's a much more.
I'm trying to follow you. I just don't agree with it.
You actually have a relationship with the guy. You've spent 2 years with the guy. And you could have told him, if you ever leave here, I'm going with you.
Right.
I only want to play under you. And that could have been something said by the player. But to be openly recruiting a player who is not in the portal for no reason other than the fact that you just want him because he's good is a little bit different.
Well, and I'll kick back on that a little bit because I think that most of the time nowadays, it's not the player that's being wooed. It's the agent that's talking to the general manager, and that is being leaked for value purposes, right? And then all of a sudden, it's the player being wooed by Ohio State. I doubt that he's had any personal conversations with Ohio State.
I would believe you if we hadn't heard about the Zoom calls that go on, where coaches are literally on Zoom calls with other teams' players during the season.
Yeah, but who was leading those Zoom calls? It was the agents. That's what Kirby said. He was talking about the agents being on Zoom calls with coaches.
But the coaches are on them still. I know the agent thing, but the players have jumped on them.
Right.
And that's what we've heard.
I'll meet you there, and I will say yes, it is not great. But I think I have to include Aaron Filo in that conversation. Personal relationship aside, and here's why. Aaron Filo has no idea who the OC at Georgia Tech is going to be. You know what I mean? And if he wasn't willing to sit around and wait for that, then I have an inkling that, yes, that there was already some consideration done with his agent between Florida and said agent Aaron Filo.
I think it's a little more relationship-wise, just like it was with Diego Pavia coming to Vanderbilt. And we all heralded that move, that Clark Lee was willing to go.
The same thing with John Mateer at Oklahoma.
Those are different because you're following a coach, which is who you committed to play for. Because players don't commit to schools anymore. That's a fallacy. They commit to contracts or coaches. And they it's always been a little bit of that. It's just easier to follow up on that. That was why I give a little bit of credence to it being different. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I don't know how you do it, but I don't want necessarily a CBA coming to college sports either.
I think it's coming. I think I was reading some stuff. Shannon Terry, which we'll talk to Rusty later on today, but Shannon Terry had some interesting kind of thoughts coming off some big meetings with college football people, and he was like, this CBA, it's not so much if, it's when it's going to happen as far as that goes.
Danny White tweeted about it yesterday.
Yep.
What is Danny White? The AD at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Openly tweeted about a CBA needing to, that was the answer because there was some kind of bill in one of the legislatures of government.
Tennessee's always been one of those states holding things up. Nah, this is crazy. Anyways.
Well, and like Mike mentioned, we will have Rusty Mantell joining us at 8 o'clock today to talk more college football. But coming up next, Kirk Cousins and Raheem Morris both spoke yesterday about Kirk's future with the Falcons. We'll play you both of those answers next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and The Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah. 6:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and make sure to join us the morning shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work as well on the grill by tweeting us at the morning shift. Again, it's the tailgate at home. Presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix.
Yeah, I got my Christmas meat yesterday.
So did you go ham or turkey?
I went pork, but
that's what she said. Anyhow,
I got some of it. I'm gonna do two pieces of meat. I'm not doing ham or turkey. I don't know. I thought about doing a turkey because Publix has those turkey breasts.
Yeah,
and if you do them right, they're so good.
What's the right way to do the big turkey? Because I always want to buy those. They're not bad price.
Not a full turkey.
Yeah, yeah, just turkey breast. Yeah, yeah.
You inject them. And then you take, you can take like a compound butter and you lift the skin up and you go in between the skin and
sure.
the meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just massage that butter in there and just let it just, as it cooks, basically it just seeps into the meat and it basically makes it really moist.
Stop.
Can I ask what
you're
a compound?
Not whisper moist into the microphone.
What is a compound butter?
You know, it's funny because Archie and I got in this fight about it. He's like, what the hell does that mean, compound butter? I'm like, you know, it's like butter with other things in it.
Oh, okay. Garlic butter.
Yeah, it's, you can make a compound butter. I've done it before, and I'd rather just buy it because it's easier, but you're just putting a bunch of things in, and you basically, you know, it's like a compound word. You take one word, and you add another word to it, and you make it better. And so you take butter, and you just add some ingredients to it, and It makes it better.
What does the compound butter do to the meat again?
Stop it. Why did you do that?
It makes it
really,
really moist.
I'm more mad at you now than I am him.
So moist. You know,
dude.
When you taste it,
it's one thing. First of all, I am one of those people moist. That does not like that word, but just to hear Bo whisper it, this is just a whole other level of like, all right, man.
Yeah, it's a creepy word. But it's not meant to be.
No, absolutely not.
We've made it that way. We've made words dirty.
I actually think it didn't sound that bad when you whispered it. I feel like most people, Mike cringed at it.
Read the room, man.
I didn't cringe.
Read the room, Dylan.
I think it was fun.
No.
Dylan likes it when I whisper.
Moist
into the microphone.
Okay, pause.
I can hear the radio dials turning right now. I can hear them.
You asked for it, Dylan.
Let's go to yesterday. Raheem and Kirk Cousins talked about their matchup. They're taking on the Cardinals this weekend. One of the big questions we've been talking about, Falcons fans have been talking about, is what's going to happen next year with Michael Penix rehabbing. He won't exactly be ready for the start of the season. So who's going to fill that quarterback position? Kirk Cousins, could he be on the table? Raheem fielded this question yesterday.
You know, everything is on the table. You know, obviously, we all sit down at the end of the season and we'll have all those discussions. We'll talk about all those things, and that is certainly be a part of it. You know, like when we went down the journey of Kirk Cousins, we planned on, you know, the amount of years that we put in this contract, and hopefully we were able to potentially get more. So we'll see where that goes and all those type of things. But, you know, it's definitely up for discussion once we get to the end of the season. We know we'll get Mike back next year, but that'll definitely be up for discussion.
I don't even know where to go with this. I really don't. Like, I have never even let myself think that it's a possibility that Kirk is back with this team. And if he is, it just prolongs this entire saga to an extent of saying, you know, Kirk gets another year and there's probably some crazy amount of money attached to it or some kind of crazy restructuring. I don't know. But the thought that Michael Penix could go into, like, if you got Kirk back for another year, I have very little feeling that if Kirk were to be back here next year, that Penix would start at all unless Kirk were hurt. So now we're going into year four with a first-round draft pick that we don't know what he is. Is that what we're doing? I have a hard time believing that this would ever work out that way.
I think it's funny that people, first off, I don't know who's making that decision.
Nobody does.
And I think that's why I don't understand certain questions being asked. Like, why was that question asked? You know, but I also... Based on Bell did a straw poll, an anonymous straw poll, and 5 out of the 9 people that he polled in the media room yesterday at Flowery Branch said they didn't think Raheem would be back. So was it one of the 4 that asked that question? I don't know. Who asked that? How's that question phrased? I don't want to out anybody, but who asked what? The other thing is I think it's weird to make a decision in December based on next August. A lot could change. Of course, everything's on the table. You don't know what's going on. But the other thing for me is 3 weeks ago, I was being told how bad Kirk Cousins is playing. Now, after one game this time last week, people were arguing with me and disagreeing that he was actually playing well. And then you go win one game, and he played well. He's played well every game he's really played since, other than the Miami game. Now people are like, well, yeah, I'd take him back. So we got to stop being reactionary. That's the problem with even having this conversation, is it's all reactionary and based on the same thing with Kyle Pitts. All of a sudden now people want to franchise tag him. I didn't put you in there, but why are people saying that, you know, oh, look, he suddenly got targeted? No, he hasn't. Kyle Pitts has had 7 targets per game this year. 7. And that's his average.
Yeah.
And we were talking about one game he goes off where he has 11 catches because he got more targets. Obviously, he got 12 that game, but now we're on a franchise. It's just like, there's too many reactionary conversations happening for me.
Well, I understand that, but I think that you know, I think it's only natural. I mean, we just talked about how the Dolphins moved on to Quinn Ewers, and the thought was they need to see what they have. When you're out of the playoff hunt and you've got three games left of the year, I think that the best thing to do sometimes is to start looking. I mean, we kind of did the same thing last year.
I agree, but I don't think you can figure out. I know, but I don't, and I think we still don't know what Michael Penix is, do we?
No, that was my point.
And that was the point I was making about Quinn Ewers earlier. And that's the point of this, is like, you're going to base the next year on the end of the season? I don't know if that's fair. I think it's fair to say you would base it on what Kirk Cousins has been through his career, right?
I think you have to add in who's the offensive coordinator, and if it is going to be Zach, then I think you have to base it on what Kirk has been inside of Zach's offense,
and
not just the career.
And who's making it?
Who's making what?
The decisions.
Oh God, probably nobody that we've said so far today. So it is what it is.
Just to get some different perspective on this, I think it's the fear of the unknown that is making people ask these questions. But you guys both know that Dukes and Bell go up to Flowery Branch every week. You both have gone up over the last couple of weeks to talk to Raheem and a player. And yesterday, they did get to talk to Kirk. And they asked him the same thing, if he's willing to return next year.
Yeah, I mean, I think February and March questions are great in February and March. I think you have to ask it now. If this is your job, you got to do it. But, yeah, I think those are questions to talk about in February or March. And I tell Mike this, but, like, his best football is ahead of him, and he's got a lot to look forward to. I think Falcons fans have a lot to look forward to with Mike as the quarterback. And so, you know, I remember watching Griff, you know, Robert Griffin. I believe it was early January, tore his ACL, you know, and started week one. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL on Christmas Eve and then ran for 2,000 yards the next year. So there have been a lot of examples of guys who, you know, they have the injury, they come back, and not only come back, but they come back better than ever. And so I think that Mike's got a lot to look forward to.
What a perfect answer.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Look, I'm not shocked by anything he just said, because he says, hey, this is a February, March conversation, and there's a lot to be made. The problem with it being in February and March, because I think he's spot on, is we don't know that Michael Penix makes a great comeback and is ready for week one. We just won't know that in February and March. It's kind of impossible to tell. So there is part of this that has to be decided on throughout the certain structure of the offseason. And I know it kind of sucks to have that conversation. I know he doesn't want to answer it, and no, Raheem doesn't either. But I think that when you look at how the offense is operating under Kirk, and we, you know, talk about pure progression and reading defenses and things like that, I think it's only natural that you start going, all right, I want to be a fan of a playoff team. That's not what we have right now, and all I can focus on is how we're going to get there moving forward. And I don't know that Kirk is the answer. I don't know that Zach's the answer, or Raheem, whatever, but it's my brain is just pointing that direction to wonder who is the quarterback in week one next year.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, it's obvious that it's going to be pointing there. The problem is that I have a problem, and I heard some of the way it was set up. The question was asked in a way where it was like, if you're guaranteed to be the starter the entire year. And that's why he kind of answered that about Michael Penix. And to me, it's like, I'm not guaranteeing the job to anybody. Haven't we seen how that gets us in trouble? Haven't we? If Kirk Cousins is here next year, then it's on a basis that he's going to compete for the job unless Penix is not healthy. And then once Penix gets healthy, we'll see how he's playing. But if Kirk Cousins is not playing, if you've got the end of 24 Kirk Cousins, he's not going to keep that job.
And
I don't know why anyone would make that declaration, especially a coach, if Raheem's back, that would be clearly coaching for the life of his future life as a head coach.
And I'll tie a bow on that and say, even if Raheem did say, hey, you'll be the starter next year, if I'm Kirk, I ain't believing him. I'm just not, man. Like, I'm not going down that road again with you, Raheem. I was told that I was your guy at one point. You drafted a first-round quarterback, buddy. I don't believe that.
And part of the answer is what Kurt wants. Does he want to not be in Atlanta, where his family's at? And I don't think he's – I would be surprised if they moved their family across the country again.
There was a lot more to this conversation with Kirk and Dukes and Bell. We're going to play more of that for you at 7 o'clock. But coming up next, we've got more guys declaring for the NFL and my Mac drop. It's Throwback Thursday trivia. Today is the grand finale. It is 12-12. Someone's going to take this thing today. The series finale happens next. The theme is ATL, yo. That'll be next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yep. Yes, it is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Notre Dame running back Jadarian Price is declared for the NFL draft along with Jeremiah Love.
Cool. Good. I think that running back is one of those positions where I am always going to be okay with you declaring. It just, you never know at that position. You never know when your value will go up or down. You never know what hits you're going to take. And he's been able to obviously reserve a lot of that, you know, because of being a teammate of Jeremiah Love. So cool, man. Move on to the next level. If you feel like you've gotten the right reports back and whoever you're in contact with feels like it's the right move, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, they were a good 1-2 punch last year in that playoff run. I thought, anyways. I mean, right, they helped them make it, so. And they probably were going to opt out of that bowl game, which is probably some of the reasoning why Notre Dame felt like they didn't need to play in it.
I can see that.
It seemed like it was only a matter of time. Georgia Tech QB Aaron Filo has officially announced he's going to be entering the transfer portal.
I talked about it earlier. This came up on my timeline a minute ago, Bo, and I can't wait to ask Rusty about it because there was a report that Alabama is going to land an Oklahoma State tight end. And I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting because it's December 18th. I don't know how that's a thing. So I don't know. It stinks. It stinks for Georgia Tech that you feel like your entire offensive identity that we've all been looking forward to and that you've all built up over the last couple of years is just all fleeing and going out the window. Everybody's got to do what's best for them under the given circumstances. And quarterback is just a very, very, very unique thing when it comes to sports in general, especially at the college level. So good for him, I guess, for capitalizing. But I just can't help but think it stinks for Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, well, sure, but Georgia Tech's not alone. I mean, it happens to a ton of teams. You know, I'm sure, was it New Mexico State? They were probably upset when they lost Diego Pavia. And Washington State was upset when they lost John Mater. And, I mean, this is what college football is. I'm sure Alabama was upset when Caleb Downs took his bag of money from Ohio State and went up there and won a national title.
Julian Sand.
I mean, yeah, I understand your – I'm not trying to be a jerk. I understand what you're saying, but it's part of it. I mean, DJ Lively, the rumors out of Florida
was – It shouldn't be part of it, is my point. I hate that it's part of it.
The rumors out of Florida is DJ Lagway was challenged by – Summerall was like, we're going to open the position up, and you've got to compete for it and show us that it's your job. And he said, okay, I'm leaving. That's what the rumors are. And I've heard it was the national writers went with it. So, you know, was it fair to Austin Simmons that he stayed at Ole Miss and Trinidad Chambliss came in and Lane Kiffin was like, okay, here you go. Here's the job. I mean, I know that Simmons got hurt, but he came back and it wasn't his job anymore. So that's what the sport has really turned into. And guys are more willing to follow coaches because they're going to get paid. And Philo did look. He didn't leave after he knew he wasn't getting the job this year, right? When Haynes King came back, he didn't say, "Well, I'm taking my ball and going home."
Right.
He stayed for Buster Faulkner. When Buster Faulkner left, he goes, "You know what? That's where I want to be. That's why I stayed."
Yeah.
So.
I think that it's possible to both understand that that's what it is now and understand that it's best for him while also hating it. I just hate it. I hate this thing where you develop players and you feel like you make these players and give people an opportunity, give coaches an opportunity, and as soon as you actually hit it, as soon as they're actually successful, it's like, all right, see you later. I hate that.
It's why the December signing day is dumb to me because who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, those guys could be gone in a week, 2 weeks, a month, actually, I guess, is when the actual portal opens. So,
yeah.
Doesn't really matter anymore.
The college football playoffs are upon us. Tomorrow, number 8, Oklahoma goes against number 9, Alabama, 8 p.m. I saw some stat that said Alabama has never let an opponent beat them twice in one season since, like, the 1800s.
Yeah, it just hasn't happened that often, you know? It doesn't ever happen. Very few times have they actually played the same team. With the college football playoff, it's going to happen a lot more often. It kind of is what it is. I was telling one of y'all the other day. You know, when I left Alabama, I actually had the record for amount of games played, and now you can play like 16. So it's not even a thing anymore. Like it used to be, you kind of capped at 13 or 12 or whatever the number was. So college football changed in a lot of different ways, and that's going to be a kind of a fun battle to follow on Friday night. I'm excited. I haven't been this excited for a Bama game probably in Kalen DeBoer's tenure, if I'm being real, even the SEC championship.
Somehow I stumbled upon a select group of the Michigan fan base who didn't understand that stat you just read. They're like, not true. Beat them twice, January 1st, 2024, and January 31st, 2024. And then it was funny that Michigan fans who kind of had Michigan holds themselves as this prestigious university. And they, you know, and Alabama's always kind of been a punchline for a lot of people for years. And an Alabama fan's like, you don't know how to read. Didn't say year, said season. They're different. So I got to read that. I read a whole thread of that yesterday, which made my day.
That's really
I don't
funny.
Know if that's awesome or sad that made your day.
What was funny is that you had two universities, both of which think they're very prestigious, telling the other graduate they're an idiot.
Right.
That's what I enjoyed about it.
Well, you can hold my tongue.
You can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react. After every Falcons game, it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the grand finale of Throwback Thursday trivia. It is 12 and 12. You both have worked 24 weeks to get here. This is huge.
ATL Yo.
ATL Yo is the theme today.
After you guys First of all, let's go back to when I did my top five Outkast songs. You trashed me on that one. All right, I felt like an outsider in my own place of work.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm feeling like this is a little bit skewed. I'm not gonna lie to you, but I'll do my best. Okay, I'll do my best.
Well, this has nothing to do with you not understanding good Outkast songs.
I was labeled as somebody that only had those Outkast songs because I was from Florida. And that's what it has to do with this.
Bro, Mike, you basically took the Spotify like top Outkast songs, bro.
Those are the Outkast songs I listened to, Dylan, because if anybody should know this, it was my list. It was my list.
I'm just saying that's where the criticisms came from, bro.
Okay.
I'm just being real with you, dog.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying it because I care about you.
Yeah, it was almost a very vanilla list.
That was a subtweet, but I'll take it.
Dylan, this is going to be very contentious, so please referee this. Let me know who has said their name first. As always, your name is your buzzer. What Atlanta-based company has been advertising in stadiums at every World Cup since 1950?
Bo. Coca-Cola.
That is correct. We have four different area codes that can identify a phone number in Atlanta, but what was the original?
Bo. 404.
That's correct. It is 2-0. Bo is in the lead. The official state bird of Georgia was the mascot for what Atlanta?
Atlanta Thrashers.
That is correct. It's the NHL team.
Yeah, yeah, I got
that
you.
I was going to ask about. Yeah. Okay. The Porsche experience in Atlanta has also been used in movies as the headquarters for which superhero crew?
Bo.
Why?
The Avengers.
That is correct. It is 4-0. Bo is in the lead.
I actually didn't know that. That's a good fact. It does look like Avengers Tower.
It's very cool. What Atlanta-based company began as the American Messenger Company in 1907 and provided telegraphs?
Bo. UPS.
That's correct. It is 5-0. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is named after two former mayors of the city. Who were they?
Bo, Hartsfield and Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Jackson and Mayor Hartsfield.
I have no idea what their first names were.
I would never have gotten this myself.
Yeah.
William Hartsfield, Maynard Jackson.
I knew Maynard's name. I just did not know William, so I just didn't want to do either one.
Yeah.
Speaking of the airport, an entire side of domestic flights is designated.
Bo. Delta.
That's correct.
I mean, dude, you knew that if you went to the airport.
I didn't even know what she was talking about before you answered it.
I knew.
All right.
What new system is coming to Major League Baseball?
Mike, the ABS system.
That is correct.
I was going to say balls and strikes.
Yeah, after they tested it at the All-Star game in Atlanta this summer.
The anti-lock brake system? ABS brakes.
ABS.
Anti-lock brake system.
ABS brakes. You can get it.
What does MARTA stand for?
Mike. Metro Atlanta Rapid Transit Authority.
That's correct. It is 6-2. In the 1996 opening ceremonies in Atlanta.
Muhammad Ali.
That's correct.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I was going to say, who's going to be the final torchbearer? It was Muhammad Ali. In 2019, the police seized over $24 million in fake tickets and merchandise related to what sporting event that took place in Atlanta? Mike.
Super Bowl.
That's correct. It is 6-4.
I had to I was going to say Super Bowl, then I was like, let me check myself real quick. And I was like, yep, that's it.
What Atlanta-based company sponsors the tool race?
Home Depot.
That's correct. 6-5. Bo just wants the drama.
He just wanted to build up the tension.
Exactly. Name the big three starting pitchers.
Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz.
Correct. 7-5. The peach drop will drop the fireworks this year and switch.
Drone.
That's
drone
correct. Show. I just had to see if anyone was paying attention to me yesterday. 7-6. Created by Ted Turner in 1992.
CNN.
That's incorrect. Incorrect. There you go.
Sorry, too quick on the trigger.
Do I get to hear the rest of the question?
You can hear the question. Created by Ted Turner in 1992, what television network premiered with programming that consisted exclusively of reruns of Warner Brothers cartoons?
This is...
Don't sell it, Mike. Don't sell it.
Dylan, do you know it?
It's one
I believe
one
I do.
One or the other.
I believe I do.
Bo.
It's
Bo.
You can't answer. You already answered.
Yeah, you already
I know, it's, but I know it.
It's TBS.
No.
Oh, man.
It's the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I was about to say Cartoon Network.
I was going to say TNT, but then I kept saying, in my head, I was going, okay, that's a drama network.
It's time to go to break.
Oh, yeah, like, that's ever stopped us.
Couple more. Every 4th of July, 50,000 people run in Atlanta.
Bo.
Peachtree Road Race.
That's correct. Mm. 826. The electronics company NCR relocated to Duluth, Georgia, go Wildcats, in 2009. What do the initials stand for? You'll see them at self-checkout counters. Really? Self-checkout, NCR.
Mike?
Mike.
National Checkout Registers.
No.
That was close.
Bo.
Neurogen cash registers.
No, it was National Cash Register.
No, I was close.
All right, one more. We got one last one. Mm-hmm. What Atlanta rapper built an affordable housing initiative on the West Side?
Bo.
So you can live your life.
T.I.
Yes, that is correct.
Attaboy.
All right.
The champ.
9-6.
Where's my trophy?
First of all, I was spot on about the first four questions were Atlanta history.
They were.
And I was like, dude, this is not fair. I am not from Atlanta.
They were.
But we are here, so I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Nice work, Bo.
Who's giving me my trophy? Where's Vanna White with my prize?
Vanna, come on out, Vanna.
Vanna. Ashton.
Ashton. Congratulations, Bo.
Yeah, nice work. Man. You get a victory speech.
I just want to, first off, I got to thank God. And second, my extreme brain for the intelligence that it took to win this season. And I look forward to repeating next year and crushing Mike even worse than I did this year.
Extreme brain is quite the...
I have a quick post-game question for you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. I filled all questions.
Were you at all nervous when Mike started to make his comeback?
Not at all. Like Ali said, I like the drama. So
he stuck to the process. to the process and made it happen.
Never doubted myself.
Found a way to win.
Got
to
find a way.
Congratulations.
Got to find a way.
You know what I mean? Next year, I got to find a way.
Any more questions?
I think that's it.
I just gave it 100% because giving it 110% doesn't exist. I'm too smart for something like that.
Well, congratulations, Bo. Coming up, Kirk Cousins does not fault Raheem for benching him last season. He talked about it with Dukes and Bell yesterday. We'll play that for you next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.